I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Do you believe that there's not one error in the Bible? That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Well, it was only 2 days ago that the story broke about World Vision, an evangelical charity, making a decision to allow its American branch to hire gay married Christians. The reaction has come from all levels of American Christianity and evangelicalism, including Franklin Graham, who seems stunned. Most people seem stunned. The story also has another chapter unfolding as we speak. An unconfirmed report about the board for World Vision reversing its decision. We'll see whether that comes to be. But in the meantime, joining us to talk about the decision made to hire gay married Christians as part of this evangelical charity's job force, Joe Dallas joins us, program director for Genesis Counseling based in Tustin, California. He's author of several books, including Desires in Conflict, A Strong Delusion, and The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Gospel. Joe, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Hey, great being with you, Todd.
Joe, what kind of motivation, what could motivate a Christian charitable organization to make this decision to hire married gay Christians in its workforce?
Well, I'll start with their own statements in trying to understand why an organization would do such a thing. World Vision did announce that it was making this decision as a step towards unity. It saw it as a way of diffusing tensions between Christians who hold the traditional view and Christians who hold a pro-same-sex marriage viewpoint. And I think based on their words and based on what we are seeing many churches and individuals do and say, I find it sadly easy to believe that they had a very misguided, erroneous idea of unity that they were trying to pursue. Because, of course, the biggest error I saw there was not just the error of condoning homosexuality, but the error of also minimizing the issue as though it's just a minor doctrinal issue that we don't have to be in agreement on. And I think that World Vision attempted to minimize homosexuality to that category of doctrinal difference. And as you said, the worldwide response among evangelicals has been very robust, I suspect, much more robust than World Vision thought it was going to be.
What is the kind of, I mean, speak to this, because you kind of operate in the circle of the nexus between culture and the Christian church. What kind of cultural pressure comes to bear upon organizations like this that do charitable work in the public square? What kind of pressure do they experience to compromise on these kind of fundamental moral issues?
Enormous cultural pressure, Todd, probably more than you or I could appreciate, because they are the ones dealing with many different cultural institutions who might want to support them, but who really believe that it is bigotry to say that homosexuality is a sin and or that it is not what God intended. And so when you're trying to retain the favor and the goodwill of different organizations who hold that viewpoint, you can be susceptible to watering down biblical truth for the sake of expediency. I honestly don't know where World Vision really stands on homosexuality, whether it is adopting a pro-gay viewpoint or whether it is just saying the issue is not that significant. But either way, I think they put their toe in the water and they were surprised. And I am encouraged that there was such a strong response from the church, but I'm discouraged that an organization that is identified as evangelical and is so highly visible as World Vision would ever consider making a move like this in the first place.
I wonder if we're not talking really about the shock, the magnitude of the shock, came not only from an expressed change in their mind, even if it wasn't a change, but a change in policy to hire gay Christians, but also gay married Christians, that the additional shock came from the fact that it wasn't only an issue of homosexuality, but about marriage, too. What are your thoughts, Joe?
Well, their rationale was that they required their employees to either be sexually abstinent or to only have sex within marriage. And so they decided that if they included within the definition of marriage, same-sex marriage, then that would somehow keep them in the moral high ground. So they were basically saying, whether you're homosexual or heterosexual, we only want you to be sexually active within marriage. But again, the problem is that they broadened the definition of marriage, or they at least allowed for a broadened definition of it. And truthfully, I am not that familiar with the inner workings of World Vision. I don't know the folks involved. I would strongly suspect that there has been some kind of an erosion going on within the organization for some time for them to make a decision such as they made. That type of thing just doesn't happen overnight.
Once you begin hiring gay married employees in a Christian organization, how can this impact that organization in the long run?
It will certainly influence the way the organization approaches sexuality, because those within the organization who are a part of a same-sex marriage will quite likely try to influence the organization to broadly embrace homosexuality as something normative. Right now, World Vision has been saying it doesn't really take a stand either way on homosexuality. There would absolutely be pressure for them to go the other direction and take a very overt pro-gay stand if they did have employees who were openly in same-sex relationships.
Is part of the problem here that operating kind of pan-Christian, as World Vision does, it deals with, in some cases, denominations or members of denominations that have already crossed the line, that have already affirmed homosexual behavior and affirmed same-sex marriage?
Yeah, this is where it gets dicey, because you gotta love most of what World Vision does, at least most of what I see. It's wonderful. It's great work. And I can see why people on all from all parts of the spectrum would want to support it. And I think that if you have a good work you're doing and you want to accept the support of people who hold an unbiblical view, you will have to be that much more committed to maintaining the biblical view yourself rather than adjust the biblical view to keep your support going. You know, I was very proud of my own denomination, the Assemblies of God, when they issued a statement yesterday on this, and they pointed out what James said, that true religion and undefiled is definitely to do charitable works, visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, but also to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And if we're not doing that, we're really not doing God's work in God's way.
Two quick final questions for you. One of the board members of World Vision, Stephen Hayner, is being quoted in World. Jamie Dean has written a brief initial story that the board of World Vision has concluded a meeting that will be releasing a statement reversing this decision. If this is true, it's unconfirmed, but if this is true, what are your thoughts with only about 30 seconds?
I think they have lost credibility regardless. I hope they will reverse this decision. I think it is right to reverse it, but they've already done, I'm afraid, permanent damage, because they clearly were willing to make the wrong decision until they got the backlash they got.
With only 20 seconds, what can we learn from this story, Joe?
this is just one more example of a general falling away from truth. I think that we're going to see more and more denominations and organizations compromise in the interest of having the approval of the world. I think we need more of the spirit of Peter and John, who said, hey, we ought to obey God rather than man.
Joe Dallas is Program Director for Genesis Counseling based in Tustin, California. He's authored several books, including Desires in Conflict, A Strong Delusion, and The Gay Gospel, How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. You'll find a link to Genesis Counseling and to Joe's books under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Joe, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series with Pastor Will Whedon. I know he's one of your favorite guests. We're having a series with him on the liturgy of sickness, dying, and death. We'll continue that. Also tomorrow, we'll have Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer show us Christ in Isaiah chapter 42, our ongoing series with him on Christ in the Old Testament. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc. The pressure is tremendous, and as long as Christians, and we do need to go out there, get our hands dirty in the service of our neighbor in the public square, that does not mean allowing the unbiblical thinking, the unbiblical practices. That does not mean compromising the truth, but simply sacrificing for the neighbor. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers, showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.